Here's a thought, a quickly passing thought, I should add, that I'll title, Sorry, Disney, Snow is Not White. With the turn of the weather, we photographers, at least those of us here in the Northern Hemisphere, can start thinking about snow photography, which I love to do. It's one of my favorite things to photograph because it simplifies the landscape in a way that I find very appealing. There's a minimalism to snow photography that's just lovely. But at the same time, I've always found snow to be one of the most difficult and trickiest things to photograph because of a bit of semantics. If I ask you what color is snow, you'll probably say white. And I think of snow as being white, but photographically it's not. It's bright. But bright and white are not the same thing, particularly when we're talking about prints versus images on screen. Images on screen, of course, are lit, backlit. They glow with the brightness of the monitor. Prints, interestingly enough, get their white, pretty obviously, from the white of the paper. Whites can't be any whiter than the paper, which is typically not as white as what we see on our monitor, nor nearly as white as what we see when we look at the snow out there in our backyard. If we make a photograph have white for snow, what it's going to end up being is an area in the print that has no ink whatsoever, and it's going to look like it's not part of the photograph. It's going to look like a cutout of the photograph. What makes snow look like snow is not the white in the snow, but rather those very subtle highlight grays that give the snow its texture. That's one of the reasons why photographing snow under sunlight is useful, because sunlight creates a little bit of shadow in the snow, which helps bring out the texture and the details in the snow. But cloudy days, photographing snow become particularly difficult because whatever contrast is in the snow is diminished because of the light. It's those very delicate gray tones that give pure white its three-dimensionality. And the way I translate this in my thinking is that snow is an example where ETTR fails us. If you're not familiar with ETTR, but I suspect most of you are, it's an acronym for exposed to the right, the idea being that the more light we pour into the sensors of our digital cameras, the better the image, the higher the quality, the less the noise, etc., etc. And so lots of photographers, I think of Michael Reichman about this, preach the idea of exposed to the right. Get as much light on the sensor as you can, which works for lots and lots and lots of subjects, but doesn't work for snow, because capturing too much light in those highlights is going to tend to diminish detail, particularly if the highlights are at all clipped, even a little tiny bit clipped. The snow ceases to look like snow. It looks like a blank spot in the photograph. So when I photograph snow, I tend to photograph with the histogram moved a little to the left to make damn sure I'm not clipping those highlights. I can always raise the highlights and increase the contrast in the highlights later in processing to give me a greater sense of detail in the snow. But if I clip them in the camera, they're gone. So as a sort of general rule of thumb that works for me, I tend to underexpose 2/3 of a stop or even a stop, depending on what contour might be available in the snow, so that I can create that highlight contrast and preserve a certain sense of detail. Now, there's one other aspect of snow, too, that makes it tricky, is that if I ask you what color is snow, you're likely to say white. But it's rarely white, particularly on sunny days. On sunny days, it'll reflect the blue sky overhead, and snow has a tendency to become very, very blue. It's so pure white in terms of its native color response that it really picks up the blue in the sky. And color photographs in particular will end up with a very blue snow, which doesn't feel normal to me at all. It is. It's what my eyes see. I understand that. But emotionally, I prefer a snow that's less blue, if not neutral. So if I want to end up with a black and white photograph, the conversion to black and white ends up eliminating the blue in the snow. If I want to make a color photograph of the snow, then I have to do a selection of all the highlight pixels and either desaturate them or at least reduce the saturation so the snow isn't so blue. Like I say, snow is a very tricky thing. And part of what makes it tricky is the fact that it's not white, except in our thinking. And we have to override the semantics of white snow in order to make a photograph that feels right and emotionally renders the snow as white.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.